It's Eats and Beats Wednesday. So happy to bring you the story of a restaurant that's been on Colfax since 1974. That means they just celebrated 40 years. La Cueva is the restaurant. Our guest is Alfonso Nunez. He's the son of the late founders of that restaurant, Nabor and Norma. And welcome to KUVO.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you for feeding KUVO over the years during our many drives. You've been a partner with the station, and we appreciate it.
It's a great radio station.
Yeah. See, he's here now, and Alfonso gets to see behind the scenes. And, you know, good to get you over here, man. We started our interest in what you do by working on a tamale story over the holidays. But I found out pretty quickly it really is a family story, a family restaurant.
It sure is. It was started in 1974 on Christmas Eve.
And it Christmas was Eve.
Can you believe
goodness.
It? And it was my mother, my father, my sister, and I. So my father passed away in 2006, and my mother's been ill for about the past 4 years. We take care of her at home.
Yeah. Oh, great. Glad that she's still with us, yeah. And please give her our best. Okay, Christmas Eve, there you were, like, looking for, you know, the presents, and it's like, no, we have to go to work and cook.
Yeah, we have to go to work and cook.
Yep. You realize 1974 is a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. And
wow.
Unbelievable. I'll tell you, it doesn't get any easier, but yeah. It's a way of life if you're in a family restaurant.
There's a difference between, particularly in a foodie town, between the family restaurants and the trendy restaurants that open and close and change their motif and change their menu so much. Family restaurants operate a little differently. They're open all the time, and they don't change.
Correct. You know, some of the things that we get, obviously, when they look at trendy restaurants, they're looking for new concepts, what's going to sell. We get folks that come in, hey, I haven't been here in 20 years. Wow, the food is exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
And they can find the same dishes.
Correct.
You know.
Yeah.
Alfonso Nunez from La Cueva Restaurant. The Nunez family, they're on East Colfax, 9742 East Colfax. What's the cross street?
It's closer to Emporia, but it's in between Dayton and Emporia on Colfax.
You've seen some big changes in that neighborhood over those 40 years.
We sure have. We've been, ever since we've gotten there, we've strived to make the area better. We're now an arts district. We have two theaters in the area, and we have a brewery now in the area, so things are starting to really pick up in the area.
Starting to jump.
Well, you know, when you talk about anchors in redeveloping in an area, you've got theaters, but you also have to have restaurants.
Correct.
And you're one of those.
We are one of those, yeah.
But the restaurant, you guys had to do a lot of extra community meetings and lots of paperwork to make that arts district happen.
Yeah, we're just starting another little business association, which we were able to get some money through the Denver Foundation and through the city to support those little businesses in that area.
Yeah. Well, you know, that area has been through some tough times in recent years, as we know, and everything else. And then through it all, you know, La Cueva has been, you guys have really invested in the neighborhood.
We have. You know, we went from one storefront to three. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been a process the whole time along the way.
Alfonso Nunez from La Cueva, you mentioned a family foundation as well.
Correct. My sister, who was the arts person in the family, who went to school for that and had a career on the side, she was given a scholarship when she was young, so that inspired my mother to start an educational foundation, and my sister, believe it or not, now is the one that runs it, so we give scholarships to deserving youth.
An arts, a beautiful, fantastic arts foundation. We are eventually going to talk about the food, so it's time to get to that part of the interview. I'm looking at the website, lacueva.net, and your specials this week. I can envision you with your... So what are the specials this week, Alfonso?
You know, there's the thing about us is that, you know, I'm the exec chef. I've been cooking with my father since I was 10.
Wow.
And then I had a career as a firefighter for 23 years. So there are a lot of amazing cooks in the fire department.
You'd think so, yeah.
So that's where I came up with this dish. It's on the website. It's called Fusion Ribs because there's a friend of mine that we were both firefighters. And we kind of mixed the soy sauce with the chile negro and the tomatillo to come up with that dish. And it sells quite well, actually.
I bet it does. Fusion Ribs on the website, lacueva.net.
I would imagine firefighter, you know, your schedule, what calls for you to work 4 days or be kind of sequestered in the firehouse.
And, yeah, exactly.
And you guys got kitchens and stuff.
That, you know, that was the most thing you put. You really took some time into cooking.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Also on the menu, crab enchiladas. Sounds great.
Crab enchiladas, that sauce that, because our... my family's from Guanajuato, Mexico, so it's where the revolution from the Spanish started. So there's a lot of influence from the Spaniards in the sauces and stuff.
That's my favorite style of Mexican food, is Guanajuato, because of the Spanish influence and so forth. And you don't find crab enchiladas just anywhere. You know, that's worth the drive all the way down Colfax.
Yes, it is.
Closer than you think.
Yeah. Alfonso, the personal endorsement, forgive that.
Alfonso Nunez from La Cueva, an institution, a family restaurant, been going for 40 years, in their 41st year now, and just thanks for doing what you do. We appreciate it. It's a great family story, a great community story.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.